You are now entering Deadland. Do you have what it takes to survive the end of the world? In the zombie apocalypse, the walking dead are the least of your worries. Welcome to Deadland, the heart-pounding audio drama that pits a small group of survivors against a world gone mad. Led by Nicole Bennett, their only hope is a distant secret government sanctuary in the Colorado mountains. But the 1,000-mile journey across the treacherous Deadlands will reveal a terrifying truth. The human cost of survival is far more dangerous than any infected horde. Every decision is a matter of life or unlife. Every stranger is a potential killer. Every breath is a privilege. Get ready for an immersive soundscape of terror and hope. Will Nicole and her group make it to the safe zone, or will they become another meal for the hungry masses? Subscribe to Deadland on Apple Podcasts, Audible, or wherever you get your audio drama fix. The dead are walking, and your journey starts now.
I've watched several movies with her in it lately, The Babysitter and Hide and Seek, I think it is.
I haven't seen Ready or Not.
Ready or Not.
Yeah.
Dude. Recommend on both of those. Those are newer.
I haven't seen Babysitter, but I saw
newer movies. They're on Netflix.
Hide and Seek and Ready or Not.
It's called Ready or Not, but they have a twist on the game Hide and Seek.
Oh,
yeah. It's
Ready or Not. What was the other one?
The Babysitter.
Babysitter. Oh.
And she's in both of those, kind of as the main girl, Ready I guess you'd say.
I'm trying to think what else I've seen.
Oh, wait, I know what you're talking about, Ready or Not. They're like a manor or a...
Yeah, and they're getting married. And
yeah,
like,
yeah,
on
yeah,
their
yeah.
wedding night, they have to play hide and seek, but the family is like trying to hunt her
yeah,
down.
Yeah, 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 okay.
Like kill her or whatever, yeah. It's...
Yeah, she's been, so far, I've seen zero bad movies with her in it, so...
All right. I don't know who you're talking... Who is it?
I've seen her in
it's
other stuff.
Hugo Weaving,
what she was in.
Hugo Weaving's daughter. So Hugo Weaving was in The Matrix.
Oh, that's
he was
his daughter.
In Lord of the Rings.
Holy shit. I don't know his
what's her name?
Samantha Weaving.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah. God. But
daughter of, and it's on Netflix.
Daughter yep. of Smith is her name. There's a bunch of stuff I was just looking this morning. Hulu.
Oh, Samara. Samara Weaving. Sorry.
Samara.
Samara Weaving.
Yeah.
She looks kind of like Margot Robbie a little
she
bit.
Does, yeah. But yeah, I think Hulu has a bunch of the movies too. Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. Ready or Not, Babysitter, Babysitter 2. Looks like she was in Scream 6. I don't remember. But anyway, yeah, all total right. total recommend on
she
anything she's in.
Okay.
Agent Smith's daughter.
Yep, Agent Smith's daughter. And she's right. very attractive. And, right. and Australian.
Ooh, you saw me.
No.
All right.
But yeah, that's, like I said, they're not brand new, but recently we've just been going through stuff, and that's what popped into my brain just now.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm on just Sinners, the new movie of Michael B. Jordan. I saw it in the theater twice, and then I bought it when it came out digital and watched it again. So yeah, that's the best movie I've seen this year.
Michael B. Jordan, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan, and then Ryan Coogler wrote and directed it. And the same guy that did Creed, and then the Black Panther, and then so he's worked with Michael B. Jordan a couple times. But yeah, it's really, really good. So yeah, I guess a period piece movie, but it's
it says it's horror and yeah. it's a brand new movie, right?
Yeah, that one's brand new. Yeah, it came out earlier this year. But yeah, it's period piece, but it's basically if you watch the trailer, it shows you that they're vampires or whatever in the movie. But it reminds me a lot of From Dusk Till Dawn. It's similar vibes. I think it's not as campy.
Yeah.
But it's really good. And the music's phenomenal and the performances are good. It just yeah, I went into it like. I was interested in it. Lath wanted to see it, so I was like, yeah, all right, we'll go. So I went in with, I guess, interest, but kind of just mid expectations. Like, I wasn't expecting him to be blown away, and it did. Like I said, it's the best movie that I've seen this year.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
So, all right.
Yeah, I was on the fence.
That one. It was really, really good.
I was on the fence about that one when I went up to Ohio for training in the one little town. They give you a movie ticket to the one single screen movie theater that's there.
Yeah.
And that was playing. And I was like, man, I could probably, you know, I'm interested in seeing it.
Right.
And never made it with my training. My brain was toast.
Yeah,
but it definitely had my interest. I'll check it out.
Stace didn't care for it too much, but so I don't know what's the matter with her.
Is it on streaming now?
I don't think it's streaming now. I think you can just buy it like on Apple, but it's gotta be getting close then.
By the time this episode comes out, it definitely will be streaming.
Yeah, it's gotta be getting close. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to see that then. Thank you.
All right.
And then Late Night with the Devil. I just watched that one this morning. I don't remember.
It?
Yeah, I don't remember the
Late
guy's
Night
name.
Late Night with the Devil.
Oh, Late Night with the Devil. I don't remember the guy's name. I've seen him in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I got something to say about that.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay. I really, really enjoyed it. Like, I was interested. Like, it was in my queue for a long time. I finally decided, what the hell, watch it this morning. He's a late night talk show host.
Oh.
In the 70s, and he's competing with Carson and trying to, you know, boost his ratings. And so the show is kind of starting to falter a little bit. So he brings on a lot of occult.
You try to say that name. David something.
Yep. Nope. David. Yep. He was Polka Dot Man. And
Dast.
I've seen him a lot of stuff. He's a really good actor.
Dast Malchian.
Yeah.
Malchian, I think.
Anyhow, he brings on like people that are associated with the cult or occult or, paranormal type stuff. But anyhow, he's trying to boost his ratings and he ends up basically bringing on a guest that says she is like, you know, possessed by the a demon or whatever. So it's called Late Night with the Devil, but it was really good. Like, it was one of those movies where I was like, man, I hope this is as good as it looks. And I was not disappointed. Like, it was even just the style of it. The whole time you're watching it, the way they do it is like you're watching the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so there's some behind the scenes stuff, which is shot in black and white.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, every time they break for commercial, they even throw in like a little silly commercial. And then you see the behind the scenes stuff. Right, it's black and white, and then when it cuts back to the show, it's in color. But yeah, it was well done.
It's listed as found footage.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it says 97% Rotten Tomatoes.
I thought it was really good. What did you do, James?
I had so
that's Sinners.
No.
This one's Late Night with the Devil.
Oh, Late Night with the yeah.
So the wife and I think we bought it on Amazon.
Nice.
And we watched it. Did not. Something about it didn't sink in. But I knew I had to watch it again.
Okay.
Because I was like, there's something about it that I'm missing. It's my fault that I didn't enjoy it the first time. So it caught me enough the first time to let me know, try it again. Second time we watched it, we caught all the little things. Because the way that they shot it, when they have an interview, you'd see like a flash of something come over one of their faces or something in the background or something about the story. They say something. Second time we watched it, fucking loved it.
Mm.
It was, really? I'm like, oh, I got chills. Holy crap, did you see that? Oh, and the thing, and the thing, and the, oh my God. But yeah, the first time when it ended, I was like, I'm missing something. Because it ended way too cool. And then I was like, we missed it. We got to watch it again.
Yeah,
so the next
night. I've seen movies like that, and I can't think of any examples now. But yeah, like those are kind of exciting. We can just like, all right, because you know that the filmmaker or the writer was cooking and had stuff going on,
yes.
You just didn't get it. So you gotta check it out again. I can't think of any examples now, but that's always way better than, oh, that was a shitty movie.
Right. No, we
wasted my time.
Well, sometimes I like to go back and watch it knowing what I know at the end. I'm like, okay, now I'll go through it with a different set of eyes, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
The opposite end of the spectrum, and I'm about to do a top rope slam on Phil, is Buckaroo Banzai.
Yeah.
It's like, Phil fucking loves this movie. I'm going to try it. There's something in here, and I just don't get it.
He still loves it.
So that was more faith for me in Phil, right?
Like, I know. Like,
which
has good
which
taste.
Is no longer there.
I know he has good
yeah,
taste.
Phil and I like, yeah, we like a lot of the same movies. He's a you know, a really good writer, right?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So, yeah, this guy knows a story, and yeah, just... I got to chalk it up to either there's still stuff that I'm not getting.
Or Phil was on some kind of drugs the day he saw this, but
that can't be true. Because we're all guilty of those.
It's very stylish, though.
Like, there's movies you've watched. I love Highlander, and there's, you know, that one's not great. You know what I mean? Like, so...
Back to the Late Night with the Devil. Do you know if it's on streaming? Or
Yeah, I watched it on Hulu.
Yeah.
Oh, I ask it, and then I see Hulu. Okay, because I might have to watch
that. It's one of those ones you got to pay attention to. Otherwise, you'll be off just by just a beat. If you're off, it won't make sense. It's just you won't get how heavy all the
good
stuff
is. Yeah, I would say it's dialogue heavy just because it's a talk show, right? But it's I was never bored. Like, it's just, I guess you're going along. Yeah. You got to watch it. And I was alone. There was no, everybody else was asleep. So no distractions, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Sinners has got a 97 and 96 on Rotten Tomatoes. It's near if we reviewed that would be the highest. 97% tomato meter and 96%.
Yeah, but that'd be a current movie. With the last one we just reviewed, that's had a long time to
and been consistent.
25 years.
Yeah. and maintain those scores.
Yeah, Sinners I'd be curious to see if year. Yeah, Sinners is new. Like once it comes out and everybody's watches it streaming or whatever, you'd be curious to see if the scores drop or how that works.
Aliens and True Romance have had a long time to cook.
Yeah. Like I was we actually watched it with two of our friends, Michael and Beverly and Stacy, and then so it was their first time, and none of them really liked it, and I was surprised. I was like, so I just showed you all a bad movie. That sucks.
Doesn't Michael listen to all our?
He does. Episodes. He does. So he won't mind me.
What's up, about buddy? It. Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, he asked the other day, when are y'all doing more stuff? I was like, we're working on it.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on this, the devil.
Yeah, it was very good.
I'll
watch it again.
What's it called? Midnight with the Devil?
No.
Late Night with the Devil. He's a late night talk show host.
Have you seen Nefarious?
That's the vampire one?
No. No, this is the interview with the devil in prison.
You're right. I've seen Nosferatu.
I haven't seen that.
No, y'all were talking about it, though, and y'all said it was really good.
Yeah.
It is.
And that's what, when you said, because you go through the whole thing, is this real? Is this not? And so
Well, it's an inmate who claims to be demon-possessed, and people think he's trying to get out of the death penalty. But the guy who plays the inmate, I don't know who this guy is, but my God, where has he been? He plays the inmate, and so he has to vary between just sniveling, desperate victim of a hard, terrible life to when the devil makes, surfaces to this demonic character. I mean, and so the polls are crazy, and he nails it.
It's Sean Patrick Flannery, I think.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah. And boy, I tell you.
I think that's the guy's name.
Yeah, that's the...
Just the way he has to play those two characters.
That's Boondock Saints guy.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. I was going to say, where's he been?
Young Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Now, this movie it's put out independent. Okay.
Yeah, I think this one was too. Yeah.
So it has a strong Christian religious overtone.
Okay.
Because this guy is possessed by the devil, and at one point, a priest comes in to talk to him, and the devil stays surfaced most of the time. He keeps the person suppressed, and has gotten him all out of trouble and everything. Anyway, so when the priest comes in, the devil reacts strongly. No, you're not supposed to be here. Knowing that he could cast him out, but the priest winds up being this lukewarm, doesn't believe in demons kind of thing, and so. The transformation this guy makes back and forth, it's good. It's good.
Hmm. All right, yeah, I'll check that one out. Yeah, it sounds like if y'all like that, it sounds like y'all like Late Night with the Devil, because it's, as he brings on these different guests, like for me, as I was watching, I was like, all right, is this real or are these people that are, hoax?
Right.
And so you're going back and forth for
a little bit. Are they like Zach Baggins? Do you know who Zach Baggins is?
He's a douche. Anyway.
He's the Ghost Adventures guy that
he's always...
Yeah, but he's
on the verge of being possessed.
No, everything is
attachment.
He's fucking drama queen.
Well, they got to get you coming back after the commercial.
That's the thing.
Not changing channels.
Yeah,
he's a douche. Drama queen.
He is. Late Night with the Devil has a 97% tomato and 82% popcorn so far. 500 reviews.
Yeah, I would say if you watch Late Night with the Devil, because that was my whole thing. I didn't catch all the connections throughout.
Yeah,
and the way it ended, I was like, I missed something. Because this is cool.
All right.
So, yeah, definitely
watch it. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah.
I have to watch it during the day.
Yeah, that'd be recommended.
I like spooky. I like ghost. I like...
Because it's set in the 70s, so it's like a 70s throwback.
Vibe, yeah.
But I have to watch it in the day.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the right time of year. The sun's up as much as it's going
to
be.
We used to get up on Saturday mornings and we watched cartoons. Now...
You and Phil, you mean?
Hmm?
You and Phil, you mean?
No, I mean when I was young. Philip, did you get up and watch?
Oh, cartoons? Always, yes.
Yeah, the loony, cartoon. Bugs Bunny. But now my cartoons, quote unquote, cartoons are all these ghost shows.
Nice.
And spooky movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll dig it then, I think.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, scary movies don't typically really scare me, I guess, until, like, when I'm watching them. Like, I watch it, and I do think night is better, I guess, for,
Yeah, sure.
Stormy night
and all that. Yeah, that's probably even better. Yeah. Like, I don't know that I'm scared. Like, when I'm watching a movie, I'm like, all right, maybe you jump scare or something here and there. But when I get up, then go turn on the lights or turn them off, you're right, you're going to bed. And then you're like, what the hell's over there? Like, then I got scared. You know, I got in,
In my chair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but when I'm watching, I'm not scared. It's only after I'm like, yeah, all right. That did.
I can fall asleep during these movies easily. However, the one movie that scared me, we saw it on a humongous screen out at Camp Pendleton. I mean, it was a humongous screen. And because it's a one theater, you know, we saw the Mothman. What is it?
Mothman Prophecies.
Yeah, Mothman Prophecies.
There were a couple scenes in there.
Let me tell you, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Richard Gere?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Every time I looked out the window at our apartment, there was a tree. And I said, so help me, if I see red eyes, I am going to scream. I'm moving.
Whatever.
No, speaking of y'all, the fan of the Annabelle series, the horror stuff, you see about the current stuff going on?
I saw
they said they lost her.
They said,
So she's on tour. The real doll is on tour. It was in San Antonio for a bit, went to New Orleans.
And all that shit happened in New Orleans. The prison break, the plantation burning down. I think it was one other thing.
Yeah.
After she supposedly passed through, it was like, why are you moving her? Why are you
fucking why isn't she buried under...
Right.
Well,
she'd be in the room with the Warrens where there's all the spells to keep her from... What are y'all doing?
And that's the thing. They took...
You couldn't pay me.
Years ago, they took...
Not taking chances.
They took the Annabelle doll. Years ago, they took it to Zach Bagans. He has a museum out in Vegas. And the guy told him, don't touch her. What do you see? You see Zach have to touch her. Mm. So I'm like, okay.
Nope.
Yeah.
And I have a Raggedy Ann doll that I keep threatening to
are creepy.
Pull out and move or take it at work and at Halloween and just move it around.
For the people that don't know, the real Annabelle doll is a Raggedy Ann doll.
Right. It doesn't look like the one
I had under. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So that's what Leigh told me the other day. He's like, they lost Annabelle. I'm like, shouldn't be messing with her. What are you doing?
It's like, I mean, is it real? Is it not real? Yeah, that's a debate. Don't fucking move the doll.
Yeah, yeah.
just leave it be.
Yeah.
Just leave it be.
And we don't have to worry about it. You have to find out.
Don't you have to ask permission before you take a picture of it or something? No,
that's Robert.
Oh, that's Robert? Okay, yes. Yeah,
Robert's down in Key West.
Who are we talking about? Robert.
Robert the doll?
Robert the doll?
It's a possessed doll like Annabelle.
Oh, okay.
That if you don't
heard of this.
If you don't, you've ever watched.
If you just walk up and take a selfie, you've cursed. You got to.
Yeah, he's in a display case, but you. Yes. If,
interesting.
If you ever come across Ozzy Osbourne and Jack Osbourne, when they go around the country, they go down and see Robert the doll. And then Jack Osbourne, just to tick his dad off, buys this little replica of doll and sits it in their little Winnebago or their motorhome and drives Ozzy Osbourne crazy.
Yeah.
He's convinced that thing is cursed too.
Dressed in a little sailor suit. Yeah, anyway.
I don't
Ozzy's close to retirement. Real retirement here. I think they're about to play their last show soon. And
that's all right.
God bless Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, we saw him.
In real life?
We saw him. We went to the Tonight Show with Jay Leno once.
And they were the guests.
And he was the
Sharon,
guest.
Sharon and Ozzy, and they had to bleep him, of course.
Well,
and Kelly and Jack, they couldn't get out of bed.
Yeah, Jack was real young then. And
they couldn't get him to get out of bed that day, so...
Well, I imagine not. He was
partying
hard, man. He lived a cool life.
I like Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
And Kelly and Sharon.
Yeah, sure. Well, we were driving around Hollywood and saw him in the car one time.
I didn't, but Janet said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we pulled up the red light and it was
Sharon and
her assistant sitting in their car at the red light or whatever.
Well, I guess while we're talking about celebrities, Leigh and I went to the... Fan Expo, Dallas Fan Expo.
Oh, yeah.
Last month. And he wanted to meet Anthony Daniels, the guy who played C-3PO. So we stood in line, met him. So that was
very cool.
Is he a tiny guy?
He is. He's not a very big guy and super skinny. Asked him what his what his favorite memory was from, which I'm sure everyone's asked him this, right? You know, at least a lot of people. What was your favorite memory from the movies? And without missing a beat, he goes, the rap parties.
I bet.
So that was good.
I bet. So that was a lot of things they can't talk about at those rap parties.
Yeah, sure.
And then we met John Cena.
What?
Yeah, he was very, very cool. Very, very
Cena?
Nice.
John the wrestler.
Peacemaker.
You can't see me.
So I'm a big fan of him from Peacemaker, right? So I knew he was a wrestler and all that, but didn't really follow it. So I wanted him to sign a, like a Peacemaker picture. And they had plenty up there when I went up there to go check in or whatever. But my plan was to, at these things, they have a lot of what is called Artist Alley, where there's just a bunch of people sell, you know, peddling their wares. And I thought, well, if I can find a piece of artwork where somebody's drawn a Peacemaker you know, image, I'll have them sign that, and that'll be, you know, a lot cooler. I looked around, couldn't find anything.
Really?
And I should have bought the Peacemaker picture, and Stacey even told me to, and I didn't when I was there, because it was like $10 or something, right?
Yeah.
So when I went back at the end of the day to have him sign it, they didn't have any of those left.
Oh.
So I got a one of the wrestling, but you know, still got his autograph. But
yeah, that's cool.
Wasn't on what I wanted, but he was. I guess the highlight was he was super nice. Like he was sitting down at the table, and as we came by, because you know I had paid for it, but like they don't like they're not sticklers about well whoever paid for it, you're the only person.
Oh,
that goes
I got
through.
You. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Stacey got to go with me, Lathe, and my dad.
Oh,
right. So we all went up there and all got to meet him, and he made a point to shake everybody's hand.
Oh, that's cool.
And like and talk for a few minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
it wasn't you know wasn't a jerk. Wasn't a standoffish.
Yeah.
But yeah. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Was,
the rumor in Hollywood is John Cena is one of the nicest people.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, from meeting him that day, he definitely was.
That's like cool.
He didn't have to go out and try to shake everybody's hand and
right.
Yeah.
Minutes with us, you know. So
is he the one that was in Psych?
Psych.
Don't remember.
As what's her name's brother?
Oh, maybe.
You know, this guy.
He's in Daddy's Home too, as well.
Yes, that's John Cena, isn't it? Yeah.
Was he the one that played her brother in Psych?
Maybe.
That was like a
that sounds familiar.
A Navy SEAL or something.
It sounds familiar.
Let me see if he. Let me.
Yeah, I wanted to see Walton Goggins. He was scheduled to be there.
I would like
that was originally who I was going to pay to see, and then he ended up having to cancel.
Oh,
so,
that sucks.
Yeah.
It says John Cena guest starred on the TV show Psych as
there you go.
Ewan O'Hara, the brother of Juliet O'Hara.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
But yeah, super, super nice guy. Which that's always nice, right? Because you know you meet enough celebrities eventually, you're going to run into somebody who's not nice, you know?
Yes.
I would hope that the not nice ones wouldn't do those.
You would think, right? Everybody's paying their money. You would think you could at least put on a face or something.
For that amount of money, I'd be grinning ear to ear.
Sure.
I'd be happy to meet everybody.
Yeah. Met James O'Barr, too, the guy that created the Crow graphic novel.
Oh, cool.
I got to meet him as well.
Damn.
That was cool. What favorite piece of merchandise you walk away with? Or
probably that.
Was did Lathe or anybody else grab something cool?
Yeah, having him sign my choreographic novel, and then I guess this is why the guy did it. So he signed it, and it's a Sharpie, and he hands it to me open like this, right? Where he signed it, and I immediately closed it.
Yeah.
And Stacey goes, "Hey, you just smeared the shit out of that." And I opened it up, and it wasn't smeared the shit, but it was smeared a little bit because it was still wet. And I was like, "Well, nothing I can do about it now."
Yeah.
And so we're just kind of, we stepped aside out of line and was just talking about it. And I guess his friend, his handler, you know, whatever, I don't know the guy's name, I guess he saw that. And so he goes, "Hey, come over here." What? So I walk over there and he hands me a Sharpie that the guy had used to sign. So then I got the Sharpie too.
Oh, wow.
So that was really cool. But I guess that's why he did it. Like, didn't need to do that. Super cool. I'm the one that closed it right. He handed it to me open. Lathe got, Timothy Zahn was there too. And he wrote a bunch of, he's kind of the guy that started the Star Wars books after Return of the Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote them in like 91. And those were kind of the Star Wars, any Star Wars sequels with Han, Luke, and Leia before the movies and stuff.
Oh,
right?
So
those came out in the '90s and
the stuff they should have used.
Probably that's what a lot of people say. Yeah. So that guy was there and they had, I had a 20th anniversary edition of like the first book. So I had him sign that.
Yeah.
That's one thing that was really cool too. If you already own the merchandise, there was no fee for them to sign this stuff.
Oh,
where Lathe wanted the trilogy of these books. So they had them there. So he bought them. And paid for, you know, the three books and the signature. And it came in a box set. And I figured the guy would take probably one book out, sign it. He took all three books out, signed each book, and signed the box on the outside.
Wow.
Cool.
So he didn't have to do any of that. You know what I mean? So that was really, really cool. So that was probably
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I like
that. And you could get that just going in, you know what I mean, in the door or whatever. And then if you pay that stuff. So I guess that's what they like it. You can spend as little or as much as you want.
Yeah.
You know?
I like hearing good convention stories.
Cause
there's a few that you're like,
I mean, it's sucks. A shit ton of people. That sucks. But
yeah.
You know the one that I would absolutely love to go to, and I cannot afford it. But Emmy's going, my friend Emmy from work, is to see the Supernatural guys.
Oh, yeah,
that'd be cool.
The
brothers,
the Winchesters, and
yeah,
and they're she's going to see them in Austin, which two of them live down there.
Yeah, they live down there.
I mean, that's one thing that's cool too about, like, when you go out into the big room where they're all at, you, some of the bigger ones are in separate rooms. Like, Sino, I guess, was kind of in his own thing. And then, but Anthony Daniels in the same room as, like, a lot of the others. So even if you don't pay to get their autograph, you're in the same room with them. So you can just see them go, hey, look, there's so-and-so.
Yeah.
You know? So that's pretty cool.
Oh, I want to be in the audience and listen to them all stand there.
But I haven't done that. That's one thing I haven't done is like a panel.
Where you could listen to them. Cool.
I'm sure I can't afford that.
Yeah, I think recently there was Back to the Future panel.
Yeah, they were there. Yeah, didn't get to see them. Naturally, you know, Michael J. Fox and I guess the rest of them probably in their own little, because I guess I thought about once these guys get big enough, if you have them out in the open, it's just going to be chaos, right? Yeah. People are going to be
blocking the line,
blocking
of traffic,
the lines, and taking pictures and just being dumb about it. So they have them in their own kind of little area. So I did not get to like see him in passing or anything. But
yeah, when I saw David Tennant, they had us go into a smaller room to wait, and then we went through to another place with the things and
waiting for forever. Yeah,
man, that was cool. It had a whole Doctor Who thing.
Yeah, Orlando Bloom was in like the booth next to Cena, like behind curtains, and he stuck his head out at one point and like waved to the audience or the people that are waiting for him. I was looking the other way, I didn't see him, but Stacey and
he's like, "We got Katy Perry back here, we're partying."
Yeah, Stacey was like, "Ooh, Orlando Bloom."
I saw him and Johnny Depp and all that.
Nice.
At the Pirates.
Oh, that's cool.
Thing at Disneyland. When, what is it called? The premiere.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I did see, I saw the monkey too.
Oh, nice. Look, an undead monkey. All right.
Philip?
Sorry.
I'm going to work on my story over here while y'all are
No, that's fine. I was looking at something for Maverick, and which is the movie we're going to do next.
Got like five pages written over there while we're
no. All right, so that's cool. Yeah, we'll put that as a bonus order. Okay, we ready for Maverick?
Yes.
Yep. All right, let's
do the intro.